Craig would be serving on Sunday morning.
No, of course not. Well, the title of the word is Broken, Not Crushed. Remember Jesus, when he was walking the earth, he would come to people and he'd say, "What do you want?" So I ask you that question today. What do you want? I know we all want blessing. And the question is, are we open to the blessing that God wants to give us? Blessing comes in many forms, doesn't it? Sometimes they're unrecognizable. See, we still have the knowledge of good and evil. We judge the things that come to us, come in our lives, bad, good. Instead of embracing every single thing that comes to us as if we'd chosen it. You remember when Jacob, and you can find this in Genesis 32, he wrestled with the angel of the Lord. And the morning was coming, the angel said, I got appointments. Let go of me. And Jacob held on to him. And he said, "Bless me." The angel, you know, touched his hip and put it out of joint and gave him a new name. So he was crippled and he got a new name. And the angel said that you've overcome man and God. And I wondered, did he really overcome God? But his life changed at that point, didn't it? I was looking, you know, I was thinking about, we're talking about new wineskins a lot. I think we may look at that as a static thing. You know, the verse, let's see, I know where it is. It's Luke 5, 37 and 38. It says that if you put new wine into old wineskins, the new wine's still working, right? It's going to expand and burst the old wineskin and the wine will be poured out. And it occurred to me that this is exactly what God wants. Because we cannot contain God. We can contain a static piece of him. And that's what religion's all about. But the walk in the Spirit is something completely different. It's constantly growing. It cannot be contained. And until we come to a crisis in our life, we think we can contain it. You know, look at when you were aware that God loved you and you asked him into your heart. He was already there, but you asked him in. Do you remember that? What? That was a crisis point in your life. And when you felt God come in, it was undescribable, amazing. I felt like I was filled with light. And I was walking about this far off the ground. So we have to come to the point where we are open to our wineskin being burst. This is what God wants. We cannot say, okay, we're going to put away the old wineskin and take on and become a new wineskin. This is a work of the Spirit. You could be willing, and that's it. The rest of it is God's activity. All we can offer him is a broken wineskin. That's the supreme offering. But once it's broken, God can renew it. You know, Jesus said, the kingdom of God is like a woman putting some ferment into some flour, and it spreads through the whole thing. They didn't know about yeast, but, you know, now they write yeast. But God is the ferment in us. And that, and it keeps, it gets bigger and bigger and bigger. It keeps expanding. There's no way to contain him. Can we live our life like that? Ask yourself. Would you want to? I Googled the something. I didn't Google it. I did ask.com this morning. I said, how fast is the universe expanding? And they call it the Hubble constant. But it's 71 kilometers per second per megaparsec. A megaparsec is 3.2 million light years. So the universe is just, it's accelerating. There's going to be, what do you call those things?
Galaxies.
Yeah, galaxies. Those things that turn, you know?
Maybe it's our awareness of what's already there that's expanding.
Yeah, that's true. But you know what? There's going to be galaxies that we're not going to be able to see. Because they're speeding faster than the speed of light out, beyond. Their light will never get to us for billions of years. The Spirit of God is expanding in us like that. That's the good news. Okay? Now, being that we just talked about light, you don't light a lamp and put it under a bowl, do you? You don't put new wine in old wineskins. 2 Corinthians 4 says that we have this precious gift in vessels of clay, earthen vessels. This precious gift cannot be seen until that vessel is broken. Same thing. The talents that the master handed out before he went on a trip, 5 to 1, 2 to another, 1 to another. What did the 5 and the 2, they risked everything. They invested it. They risked it. They could have lost it. And the master would come back and he says, where's my dough? I lost it. And then the guy who got 1, buried it. He was afraid. You can't see the light under a bowl. The new wine cannot be enjoyed if it's contained in a wineskin. It must be poured out. Unless a kernel of wheat falls into the ground and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it produces a crop. I grow grapes up here on the hill. The only thing I want from that vineyard is fruit. That's it. Yeah, it's pretty. The leaves, you know, the gnarly trunks. But I want fruit. That's the only reason I put the energy into it. It's for fruit. It's the same way in the Spirit. That's all God wants. Fruit from each of us. Fruit, quality fruit, No mildew. No bunch rot. No bird damage. Fruit. Okay, I actually did bring my Bible. We're going to turn to Judges. Seven. This is talking about Gideon. I don't know where the scripture is. Okay, verse 17, that's where we'll start. No, I'm sorry, 16. Dividing the 300 men. Now you remember he had over 20,000 when he started. God said, that's too many. I can't do this. You guys are going to take credit for it because you got too big of an army. So he told all the scaredy cats to go home. And then they had another thing where the way they drank water, you know, if they bent down and lapped it up like this, that was cool. They were alert. If they got down on all fours and did it like a dog, you're out of here. You're not paying attention. So verse 16, dividing the 300 men into three companies, that would be 100 each, right? He placed trumpets and empty jars in the hands of all of them with torches inside the jars. I still don't get this. How? They're not flashlights. That's English. That's British for flashlight, torch. No, this was like a stick with some junk on it, and they lit it. Okay? So he did this. Watch me, he told them. Follow my lead. When I get to the edge of the camp, do exactly as I do. When I and all who are with me blow our trumpets, then from all around the camp, blow yours and shout for the Lord and for Gideon. Gideon and the 100 men with him reached the edge of the camp at the beginning of the middle watch, just after they had changed the guard. They blew their trumpets and broke the jars that were in their hands. All of a sudden, there was light. They blew their trumpets, worship. Broke the jars, the brokenness released revelation. Grasping the torches in their left hands and holding in their right hands the trumpets they were to blow, they shouted, a sword for the Lord and for Gideon. And the enemy army freaked out, killed each other, and then they were running. This is victory, God style. Yeah. It's just so beautiful. I think if we're humble enough to do something like this, we're going to be victorious. I think this is a really beautiful story. The jars need to be broken, people. It doesn't feel good. It's so much easier to just kind of be contained, isn't it? It's easier to get through life. I don't necessarily want a limp. I don't necessarily want an atrophied hand either. But I have an atrophied hand. And you know what? God is asking me for a level of discipline that I've never had. And it's changed the way I do a lot of things. It's changed the way I surf. And the weird thing about it is I'm surfing the best I ever have this month. It's just... you get used to doing things a certain way. And when God pulls the rug out from under you, when you collect your thoughts, you say, well, okay, how do you want me to do this now? beautiful. That's where embracing every situation as if you'd chosen it comes in. Everything. Not what we deem good, because that's a judgment, and we don't have the authority to judge. There is one judge, and it is Christ. If we're listening to him, he'll tell us how things are. Okay, one more scripture. Luke 20. And we'll start at verse 17. Jesus looked directly at them and asked, "Then what is the meaning of that which is written, 'The stone the builders rejected has become the capstone'? Everyone who falls on that stone will be broken to pieces, but he on whom it falls will be crushed." It's like we get to choose between, I mean, we're going to go to the hospital, okay? But we get to choose between emergency surgery and elective surgery. Now, how many here have had emergency surgery? Okay. How many have had elective surgery? Has anybody had both? Now, I'm anticipating that the elective surgery is better, because you've had time to work it through your head. Emergency surgery isn't a good thing. So let's volunteer to be broken, not crushed. Amen.